Chapter 1 Time When. Could have been April when this started, this whole business about Fishbone Song, which I suppose could be called my song just as well. Thing is, I know where it went and sort of how long it lasted. Or not. Maybe it wasn't really April, at least not the way time works here in the woods where we live next to Caddo Creek, just where it spills across three big rocks to make something almost like the homemade music I try to do on the old small guitar I found in the back of the caved-in shine shack. I only know what the time of the day it is, so that when Fishbone says, "It's the time when the willow bark slips enough to cut a thumb's worth and make a high whistle for to blow," then I soon know the creek will be swollen from the runoff out of what Fishbone calls the Long Mountains, which I've never seen, but will someday. And then there will be the little chub fish with the rainbow on their side to net and cut in slits to smoke. And the mushrooms will come soon after the chubs run, mushrooms hiding in the grass like tiny Christmas trees, until you see one, and then they all seem to jump out at you. And after that, to cut and dry them on a slab board in hot sun. When he says that, when he says, "Time when," it always comes out as one word, "Time when," which he says a lot, all the time, about a lot of things. He's old, very old, so old he can't really be figured in years or regular time, and sometimes he'll just say, "Time when," and not follow it up with what he was thinking about. Instead, he'll look off at a cloud, even if there aren't any clouds in the sky, and smile at some little or big thing only he knows, only he can remember. It might be something as small as a hummingbird hovering on a wild raspberry flower, or as big as a war. Same smile. And he might tell you then if you ask him, and he might not until later. Maybe a year later, when he's sitting on the porch, smoothed with shine made by the man I've never talked to, who brings the clear alcohol in the middle of a night in half.